Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for being with us, leading us and guiding us in your way. We thank you for the life of Christ that dwells within us. We thank you, Father, for giving us obedience and blessing and giving us your word to guide us and lead us in the way everlasting. We thank you for peace with God. We thank you for all things that you've given us, Lord. We dedicate everything in our lives to you, Lord, and especially our service to you today, Lord. We thank you, Father, for dying for us and paying for our sin, but we also thank you for giving us victory, giving us life everlasting, and giving us a bountiful life, Lord, abundant life. We pray for superabundance in our pathway today, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving us everything that you have promised us in your word, and that we take hold of it by faith. We ask, Lord, that you would touch us by your spirit throughout the day today, and let us know whom we are in you, Lord. That we would be obedient to follow your will, that we would follow your purposes, the principles of your word we would live, that you would let the communications of our mouths and the words of our tongues be acceptable in your sight, that you would give us holiness and righteousness in the most inmost parts of our being, and that you would enable us to live a holy and pure life in your sight. We ask, Father, for truth in the inmost parts, the truth of your word, Lord, to establish us. We pray, Father, for the love of God to abide in our hearts, that we would have love and compassion for those that are around us, Lord. That we would not just live unto ourselves, but that we would live for the purposes of God, to reach other people with the gospel today, Lord. That we would be living witnesses, living testimonies of who you are. Not just in being, but also in doing. Not just in doing, but also in being. We ask, Lord, that tomorrow would not be the day that we give our lives to you, Lord, but that we surrender to you today. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. We turn our attention to you now. We ask, Lord, for life to be imparted through us and by us, for the power of God to be imparted by us and through us, and that we would exert your authority in this world over the lives of other people as well as over our own lives, that we would follow you in whatever you want us to do to minister to other people, Lord. That we would be led not like the mule that has to have a bit and a bridle to guide them, but that we would be led by our hearts and our spirits, by your Holy Spirit, Lord. That we would not have to be chastised, but that we would be wooed by your Spirit, Lord. That your spirit would guide our spirit into holiness and righteousness. We thank you for it, Lord, in advance. We dedicate this day to you and everything that we do today. We ask, Lord, that the fruit of our hands and the fruit of our labors would be a blessing to other people as well as a blessing to our own lives. We ask that you would make us fruitful in everything that we set our hands to do. We thank you for it in advance. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory and majesty for everything that you are and everything you are to us. We love you, Lord, and we want to love you more, Lord. We want to love you in action, in word, and deed. In Jesus Christ's name, let it so be done. Amen.